You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. You know, I just finished my first full bottle of Popstar.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can tell the difference, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, haven't tasted it yet, but...
Time will come.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, somebody's just got to pay you enough to do it.
We'll see. But I can tell, like, in the amount, in the consistency, in the...
Yeah, it's wild. Like, I never, like...
It's weird how, like, in a good way weird.
Yeah, I like the brand a lot, too. And I don't, like, well, first off, I like it because obviously what it does. But, like, something about just that, like, pop star
right.
thing. I don't know. I like it. So, yeah. That's why I keep pushing it. Like, I haven't made any money off of it.
Nope.
But I just kind of like the vibe of it. I don't know. I think that's what I'm allowed to do now. Like, if I got, you know.
You can like a vibe.
I can like a vibe and just go with it. Just like I liked the vibe of Squirtopia.
Right.
And I reached out to them. And, yeah, like, holy shit. Like, we just missed out on so much because we've been so close-minded.
Right. Or, like just so afraid to, like.
Expand our territory. Like, right. I know it sounds so stupid, right? Like. People are going to be like, what do you mean? It's just a fucking blanket. No, like the amount of times that it has saved us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that extra, like, what it's like a minute of sex where you're like, oh, let me go stop everything I'm doing to go
get a towel
or change something around.
Yeah, I don't want to do this right now because, you know, I don't want to make a mess.
Yeah, it's literally like my only qualm with it is that we don't have two.
Right.
Because.
I wish it was bigger.
And a little bigger. But like, honestly. Material wise, it's
pretty legit.
Pretty legit. So, thank you to Squirtopia. Like,
yes, thank you.
Again, these are these things that I'm like, I would have found dumb if I heard somebody else promoting them to me.
Right.
So I understand if people think that I sound dumb while I'm promoting them. Oh, well. But
I mean,
I'm telling you, like, just try. I don't sell shit. I refuse to sell shit that I do not believe in.
Right.
I've been that way. From day one, and I've always been a fantastic salesman because I don't have to lie.
Right.
I just truly feel passionate about things.
Yeah.
And this is like, I'm not even an affiliate with them.
Right.
I have nothing to gain from it other than just saying, I really like them. You should check them out.
Right.
So go check it out. Squirtopia. Popstar, again, two brands that are just really cool, and they share a lot of really good stuff on Instagram too.
Yes,
both of them. Squirtopia shares a lot of funny stuff, but Popstar shares a lot of like really informative stuff.
Well, they also share funny stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the informative stuff I like. You know, sex right. education is something that you and I have started to kind of like get into, and not just like anatomy education, right?
But like, it's like just
the historical side of it. Like, let's look at society as society's history with sex.
Like, breaking those norms of like, oh, you thought you were supposed to do this or you weren't supposed to do this, and they're like debunking some of this stuff.
So we started this new series just as like a side project for us because like I started finding fun stories, and like y'all are gonna laugh at us because like we have sex 5 times a day, but like at the end of the night I like when she like finds funny stories and shit and reads them to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or shows me her memes for the day, whatever.
Whatever I've seen so, like, from the reels.
We kind of read to each other in a sense, I guess. And we started finding these stories and started reading them to each other. And then I did like a monologue of it,
yeah,
essentially.
Started, like, reading it out.
And like, you listened back to it and like, you were totally captivated by like the 5-minute video that I made. And you're like, okay, we should probably put some effort into this.
Right.
So we've recorded like what, 7-10 episodes?
Yeah, so like that,
something like
the
that.
Two of us, yeah.
Of awkward XXX history, and it's really interesting because we get to dive into like the you know
kind of the psyche of some famous people. Like Charlie Chaplin was super into feet.
Right.
And apparently if you go into like some of his old silent films, you could actually like see that he references feet a lot.
Interesting.
Okay. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Right.
Super into his wife Josephine's bio.
Right.
Like would write these letters from the battlefield.
Right.
Basically being like, yo,
don't bathe.
Do not bathe. Be stinky.
So.
Yep. Yeah. Mozart was obsessed with like poop and eating ass. And fart jokes in general.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's like a lot of weird just stuff. And then we started getting into the civilizations too, right? Like
yeah.
the, we're looking into like the Roman Empire, Egypt, and y'all. And
like how they like not treated everybody, but like.
And I'm not sure if it makes us feel better about ourselves, but it does make you realize that this is just human nature. Y'all.
Right. It has been around for that long and that like, it's not something to be like ashamed of. Like, yes, these people, maybe they were ashamed or whatever, or maybe everyone just thought it was normal. And then somewhere along the way, society then all of a sudden deemed something weird or not normal. And now, you know, we have these stigmas and it's just like,
let's have fun with it
like,
again.
Just let people be happy.
And that's kind of brings us to like how we got into our first Hot Life experience.
Yeah.
So I thought that this would be a good time to talk about it because I'm sure we've alluded to it. I think we've even mentioned part of the hotel story when you right. first got into it. But I wanted to dive a little deeper now that first off, we, I think, understand our story a little better.
Right.
Which sounds funny because you're like, yeah, you lived it. But no, like being able to put that distance between us. Getting out of that anxiety and just being able to like look back on it through videos.
Right.
We could really tell just night and day. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to say that we're professional now by any means, but you like, can tell then we were excited. We were scared. We were right. nervous.
We thought we knew what we were doing.
We thought we knew what we were doing. I had too many lights. Like, yeah. Oh my God, do you remember all the lights I used to take everywhere?
Yeah, it was a lot. Now we have what, like two?
Yeah, which three. I mean, I would take more if we're being honest. I
well, yeah, but I mean,
light,
like if we're going to a hotel for the weekend, we probably only need.
Speaking of light, I forgot to turn that light on, so.
Yeah. Do you want to go turn it on? Or are you going to mess it all up?
No, nah, let me turn it on.
Okay. Oh, that's because I turned it off earlier because it was really bright in here.
Oh, so it wasn't my fault.
No, it was probably mine, but like it was hurting my head, so.
Ugh. So I guess we'll dive into like the idea, right? So we've talked to everybody about how the first Virgin came about.
Right.
So when we decided that we were going to do that, we decided, hey, if we're going to do it, like, let's just
do it. Like we did. Like,
actually, I think it went another way. I think we had decided at first before we even like, we had had somebody reach out about the virginity thing. And that was like in the back of our head. But then we were like, I think we just need to do some like some filming with other people.
Yes.
So we went on to Reddit essentially, and we started looking for people to find.
Right. We and said, hey, we're going to get a hotel this weekend in this location.
You got to be willing to sign forms. You can't sketch out on us. You like,
gotta provide ID ahead of time. And
very clear. And we ended up with like 12 people messaging that were like, yep. And I had a whole fucking spreadsheet ready to go. And
we
I
had
was like,
time slots. Like, it was like a whole.
You were
thing.
Getting fucked like six times on Saturday. And we were like, I was like, are you sure you can handle it? And you're like, I don't know.
I was like, I guess we're going to find out. Like,
I was like, do you want me to like cancel some? You're like, no.
I was like, sorry to the guy who's number six on Saturday. You're going to get tired me. But like, we knew we only had so, you know, much time. And
we decided like once we were going to get into like bringing in people, first off, we decided that we wanted to work with amateurs
right. In
general. So once we basically started getting all these responses from people, we had the time slots filled up and then you were supposed to get, you know, fucked six times in a day and like four times the night before. I don't remember what it was, but we definitely knew that people were going to cancel.
Right. And I think that's why I was like, yeah, sure. Six is fine. Cause inevitably at least one or two was going to cancel.
Our plan, the way that we had it scheduled was that we were going to start with a virgin.
Okay.
And it was going to be a virgin at 8 PM on Friday night.
That's right.
And then we had somebody coming at 10 PM.
Yes.
on Friday night. So it was two Friday, and then we had the six Saturday, and then I think there was two more maybe that we had Sunday planned.
Maybe.
Something like that. I don't know.
Remember exactly.
So the virgin that we were talking to, the one that like got this whole fucking thing started off, right. We get to the hotel, and he sends a text message saying, "Hi, I got into a car accident." Which is like the most, maybe he did, I don't know. It's a bullshit excuse if you ask me. So I was immediately like, well, that fucking sucks.
Because we literally got the hotel for this reason.
So I messaged the guy that was supposed to be coming later in the evening, just hoping that like he would be down still. And he messages back and goes, "Not sure. My parents are in town and not sure when they're leaving."
That's right.
And I was like, motherfucker, I have a whole fucking Friday night in a hotel that with all these lights, which obviously like we were going to film and fuck each other, but like we had a mental state of
just
something totally different.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, let me know as soon as possible. And at this point we started getting everybody else the next day
slowly started canceling on us. The canceling.
And we're like, what the fuck is happening? And we literally have this one guy that's a maybe for that night, the one that's parents are supposed to be there. And then I get a message on Reddit from somebody else that wanted to be part of this originally.
Okay.
And then didn't want to fill out the forms.
Okay.
But he was a virgin.
Right.
So he reaches out to me and goes, "Hey, look, I thought about it again." And you know what? Actually,
you still have it?
I have the text messages.
That's funny. That's not creepy at all.
I saved all of them recently. I went back and found all of them.
Yeah.
So that we could have a little bit of a clearer history of what we have going on. Yeah. So one of the guys, I'm not going to go in any particular order. This is a guy that did not meet up with us. And I do remember he tried many times after this, but like we basically said that anybody that ghosted us over this weekend
was done
because they had just led us on for so long.
Right.
And then ghosted. But this guy, you know, he was like, I messaged him. I was like, "Hey, just checking in to make sure we're still good." He goes, "Hey, sorry, might have to cancel. Unexpected things came up that I have to take care of. Hope you guys understand. If things turn around, I'll definitely message you." And then another one who was supposed to be a virgin sent the address and then just nothing. Never even read the address.
Jeez, probably deleted his account.
Yep. Here's another one. I'm like, "Hey, here's the address." I was like, "You good?" He goes, "Yeah, it'll only take me like 5 minutes to get there." I was like, "Awesome." And then he goes, "Hey, they switched me to 12-hour shift, so I won't be able to come out today. But I'd still love to help y'all at some point." And I was like, "Yeah, that's not going to work. Like, we needed
it today.
Today.
Or today, whatever it was."
So then this is the message I get from virgin number one.
Right.
Well, first off, let's back it up because when we had that Reddit post going,
right,
when he was one of the ones that reached out there. So the conversation started with that Reddit post.
Right.
And he reached out to you. I'm not sure what you said on Reddit because that has been deleted. But once it came to me, I have that conversation. I said,
right,
"Hey, this is Dan Yeager's husband. I heard you're interested in meeting Saturday morning at 10.
Right.
And he goes, "Hey, what's up?" I said, "Before we go through the details, can you send me a verification picture, current pic with the camera app directly through Kick?"
Right.
"That way we know it's a real person and not just somebody that, you know, did it." He did. He sent me his picture. It's right there still. Not a great picture, but sent a picture.
He did a picture.
And I said, "Awesome. You're local." And he goes, "Yep. So how does this go down?" And I go, "Perfect. Well, the spot is yours. First thing, this is our first time doing this kind of thing. So be patient with us. I'll send you the hotel address on Friday. You don't have to last long. Part of the fun for the video will be me directing the action. So you just need to be willing to listen. You don't have to worry about her coming or anything. She will get hers when she's ready. We also don't want a marathon session or for you to try to fuck her as hard as possible. Does that all sound feasible so far?" And then I send him a copy of the release forms. I said, "These are the forms." He responds and says, "I don't see the part where it says that my identity will not be revealed in the video." And I said, look, those are just the forms that are required by the sites that we upload to. I was actually planning on creating an addendum for the face part, but I just haven't yet. To be quite honest, though, nobody is watching the video to see your face. So I have no motivation to change my mind and all of a sudden let people see your face.
Because at the top, I was faceless, yeah, too. So
he goes, I see what you're saying, but that's a deal breaker for me. The fact that I was being filmed was a big deal, but I thought my face won't be shown. I was sick of still being a virgin, LOL, but I don't think I'll be able to do it having my face shown. I said, you may have misunderstood. I will not be filming your face. I have no desire to film it. That's not the point of the video. He said, you can't guarantee that for me. When she told me that there are forms that would be signed, I thought the no face part would be included. That was my only condition. I am really sorry to waste your time, bro. I said, no problem, but hey, do me a favor at least and comment on the next post that we post, just saying that we're real and legit. Because we were having so many people at the time right, being like, you guys are obviously fake. You haven't met with anybody. And he goes, yeah, I'll do that on Reddit. And I was like, yep. And I said, it'll be posted after 6 p.m. This is what the post is going to look like. And it was just a picture of your pussy.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of like a, hey, you know, please just be nice still. Like,
don't be a dick.
Yeah. And I could tell he was real because he was giving me like real questions back.
Right.
And sometimes you can get fake stuff, but like you could tell that there was just something different. And he goes, okay, last question. Why are y'all looking for virgins? I said, she's timid herself and we hate dudes that consider themselves bulls. She's patient and the thought of being someone's first is a turn on. He goes, oh, nice. And I said, I just made the post. He goes, okay, just tell me what you want me to say. And I think he copied and pasted it. So that was, let's see, that was August 26th at 7 p.m. essentially was the last time I talked to him.
Okay.
And then August 27th at 8 p.m., so 25 hours later.
Yep.
Hey, I changed my mind. Is it too late now? I said, maybe not. I don't have 10 a.m. still, though, because we had somebody
cancel.
Cancel. He goes, I'll do that. I said, any chance you can do 10 p.m. tonight? He goes, depends where. And I tell him where. And he goes, I can't. It'll have to be tomorrow. Magically, 10 a.m. just canceled. Would that still work? That's what I said to him.
Oh, wait. So,
so originally, he wanted 10 a.m. We already had somebody in it. He messaged 10 a.m. canceled, and I was able to give it to him all within 30 minutes.
Jeez.
So he goes, I'm fine with 10 a.m. I send the address. I said, just message me in the morning when you're on your way. And he goes, perfect. I said, Fry's finished going over the rules. No anal, no kissing. COVID at the time was still very real. Condom required. We will provide it. Just be willing to listen and take direction. She'll be nervous, so she's either going to talk your ear off or be super quiet. The way it'll work on Saturday is you'll show up, preferably on time or a little early, and message me on here that you were at the hotel. I'll come out and get you. You'll come back to the room and fill out the paperwork, provide your ID, and then basically get down to business. Once you finish, you're done. You can leave. He says, okay. I said, the main idea for the scene is she'll sit on the couch with you while we start filming and talk a little. She'll start grabbing your dick through your pants to make sure you're good and hard. Once you get there, she'll either offer to suck you off or ask you to go in her. The first penetration is the most important shot, so you'll have to be patient. She will probably be on her back with her legs spread. If you want to taste her before going in, you can, but it's not necessary. Depending on how long you last, we will also get a video of her on top and you from behind. Not a priority, though. Once you come in the condom, you're done. He goes, the part with the couch. Is the face going to be in it? Because I remember you saying you have no desire to film my face, but all sounds good. I said, no face. And then he goes, 10 minutes away. I say, she's just now in the shower. Just hang in the parking lot for a minute, and I'll let you know when I'm on my way down to get you. Come to the door on the right side of the building, and I'll let you in. He goes, okay, here. I said, okay, headed down, meet you at the door in 60 seconds. And he goes, I think there's a door at each side. Which one? I said, on the right side, if you're looking at the entrance. Okay, here. And then I send a message afterwards. I said, thanks again for coming by. She had fun. And I'll send you the video once I finish editing. And he goes, I am glad she did. And I had a good experience, to be honest. I'll be waiting.
That's awesome. See, I don't remember a lot of that.
Yep. So, I remember, too, when he came in and we told him, he came in, he sat down. He was obviously nervous. He was like shaking.
Yeah. And you could hear it in his voice.
Yeah. But I remember when he took his pants off, he folded his pants and underwear and put them very neatly away. Whereas I don't think anybody else has ever done that. I think everybody else is just kind of like,
I feel like there was one other guy that kind of like put it.
Number four actually may have. I think he
may have.
He may have. But
17 was pretty methodical too about it.
Okay. You're right. Maybe there was more than I thought, but he was the first one. That was like one of the things that just like stood out to me. But so that wasn't the first experience though, right? That was actually the next morning. Right. The first experience, the first ever hot wife experience, was that dude that was like, hey, not sure if my parents are going to leave.
Right.
So all of a sudden he gets a message, and I think we were out to eat at the time. Yes. Get a message. He was like, hey, I can leave now and I can be there in an hour. And it was like, it would put him there at like 10:30, I think, or something, which is a little later than we wanted. Be like, you know what? Rest of the day is fucking shot. Let's do it.
Right. Cause at the time we didn't know there was going to be a 10 a.m., did we?
I don't think so.
Say, I don't think so either. But.
So I went and sent him the address, and we were like, let's just get this done. He shows up, younger dude, I think he was like 20, early 20s for sure.
Right.
And he came up, he signed the forms, and like we told him, like, look, all you got to do is like, she's going to be doggy on the bed.
Just go.
And it was literally it. It was just you sitting there waiting, and then. He was already rock hard, obviously, because like the situation was just hot.
Right.
And
he was ready.
Then he just starts fucking you.
Yep.
And he did not come. So he actually lasted a while because, I mean, to be fair, it's a lot of fucking pressure.
It was a lot of pressure.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. So I'm sure our nerves were like
emanating
into him. And we still have nerves from it, but like.
It was a different kind of nerves.
Yeah. Like
that was the first time filming with anybody other than you.
Yep.
And really, it was like, I don't know, it was just a big, not production, if you will, but like.
It was a mental block that we had to get over. So, right. Like, it was cool. But he's still in contact with us. We've tried to, like, get other things going with him, but he always bails. They're all flaky. It's fine.
And we're also in a different state now. So, like, I get it.
But yeah, like, look, nothing personal with anybody, but, like, it just, it's always, you know, we try. Everybody's always like, oh, you bring him back. Like, it's just not that easy. Like,
right.
We can't. And I mean, not to mention, like, even when we need to get a hold of these people for like important things like forms to like, you know, feed our family because we can't sell their content, they just block us.
Yeah.
So that's like what we're dealing with right now is essentially these, you know, virgins that we can't sell videos for because the rules changed. We're like, hey, guys, we just need a signature from you. That's it. We're not trying to, like,
we don't
reintroduce your face to the world. We're not trying to do anything. You know the video is respectful. You've told us how much has changed your life.
Right.
And then you're going to block us and not allow us to do it. So, I mean, it's not even that we can't sell it. Because we have platforms we can sell it on. It's just OnlyFans that we can't. So, I mean, I'm not going to be a dick. But, like, as number one did mention, there is nothing in the contract that says I can't show their face.
Right.
But again, I'm not going to say that. All I will say is I really, really do hope that you reach out to us.
If you are one of the ones we have been trying to get a hold of.
Yep. Number one.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
14.
14.
Those are the ones that we need some help with again, guys. But no, I remember there was another guy that same night. I remember because it was a night because I was tired. And he, I guess, messaged and said he was coming.
That was the next morning.
No, it was nighttime because I remember you sat in his car. It was dark.
It was the next afternoon. It was after number one. Because number one, we should also mention, was also your first, I guess we're going to call a BBC, right? Never been with a black dude.
Right.
And to us, it wasn't like a big deal.
Right. But like, I didn't.
But apparently it was like a big deal to everybody else in the world, which we just didn't expect.
Right.
Which is just one of those things that you just don't understand. The area that we grew up in was just, it just wasn't a big deal. Right. I don't know. But that was a big blow up thing. And the guy that came later that afternoon was also a black dude.
Right.
And we had been talking to him. He was not a virgin. He was experienced.
Right.
He was coming from DC.
Yes.
And, he knew that he had to fill out forms and all this kind of shit.
Provide
like I was very specific about it.
Because I guess before we never said, like, yes, we made them, like, send a picture or whatever, but we never, like, made them
send a picture of their ID to prove. Because the first time we were meeting was in a hotel.
Right.
So we weren't, like, as concerned with safety.
Right.
Once we started hosting in our home, we were like, you got to send your ID so I can make sure you're not a serial killer.
Right.
But I remember he showed up. I was outside smoking some weed, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, he rolled up. He was chill. We were talking for a minute. I was like, all right, let's go up and take him up there. You're sitting on the couch. I'm like, all right, man, here's the forms. And he goes, I'm not filling out any forms. I don't feel comfortable with that. And he looks over at you and he goes, oh man, she's so beautiful,
though. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And I was like, all right, well, if you're not going to fill out forms, you got to go. And I was like, we're not doing this. Like that was
the deal.
That was the deal. He goes, oh, come on.
She's just so
beautiful. Can we just have some fun with her? She's just so beautiful.
Like, look at her just sitting right there. And I was like,
no, dude, if you're not going to fill out the forms, you got to go. And he was like, come on, really, man? I drove all the way here. And I was like, dude, see ya. And I
literally
escorted him out.
Yeah.
And then he's in the car in the parking lot being like, come on, please. Can't right. we just, and I'm like, you no. fucking know, like,
because I drove all the way here.
Like, I don't give a fuck what you did. Like, we were very clear about what needed to be done.
Right.
Both in the post that you responded to and in the messages that I sent you, you were just hoping to get your dick wet.
Right. And then he was like, he said something. He was like, well, can I look at the forms? And you were like, they're just standard model release forms. You can look them up online or something like that. And then I guess he did, or I don't know. And then
he tried to come back. He was another one that kept trying to book back again. Yep. He made his, what was funny is, like, we released two videos from that weekend. We were supposed to have 12 or 10 or something. I don't remember what it was.
Whatever it was.
But two videos ended up coming out from that weekend.
That were, like, not just, like, us, but, like.
Yeah. And it was number one, and then your first Hot Wife experience.
Right.
And, I mean, they're obviously changed the course of our career.
Correct.
Because both of those, really, number one, but your first Hot Wife experience had its own
special
following, right. too. But number one, for sure, like, that just kind of took off from there. And we were like, okay. And I remember being, after we'd made the first few sales on it, I think we made like $1,000 or something on OF.
Okay.
And I remember walking up to you. You were in the kitchen and you were doing dishes. And I was like, look at this shit. Okay. And it was our pending balance. And you were like, holy shit. I was like, yeah, all those people have bought that video.
Huh. I don't remember.
And you were like, wow. I was like, so maybe like the virgin thing is something we should do. Like, I was right. like, is you were like, yeah, I mean, I didn't like, I liked it.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well, I mean, you want to set like a goal, like something we can like market towards? Like, is this like a, I was like, it feels kind of weird to be like, hey, we're going to be the virgin people.
Right.
I was like, I really don't want to like let that be a thing, but like also this is cool.
Right.
That we're making money from it. Do you want to set like a ridiculous goal? Which is what we do. Yeah. I just love setting
what
ridiculous
goals. What he does.
And you were like, yeah, like what? 5? I was like, nah. Yeah. Let's do 10. Yeah. Before the end of the year. And it was August.
It was September,
essentially.
Yeah.
So 10 virgins in 3 months. And
then we're like, if we make that, we'll do some ridiculous thing,
which we didn't expect to make it,
because we were like, there's no way 10 in
and it is
months?
So hard to find them, right. Like, I don't think we realized how hard it was at first. But they started pouring in all of a sudden thanks to Reddit. And then we started like this like form thing where they could like fill out forms and we could pick them out from there.
Yeah,
but all that stuff costs money, and you know, if we're not getting that kind of support, then I'm not gonna pay for it. So
right.
We just kind of like stopped, and now we go find these virgins on our own.
Right.
And if you are a virgin listening to this story, I just want to reiterate again, do not fucking reach out to us on any of our paid platforms asking to collab.
Right.
If you do, you're getting blocked and you've just,
or you just will not get the chance.
Not I mean, blocked.
You're not going to get blocked.
I'm not going to block you. I'm going to take your fucking money.
But like, you're not going to get the chance because we are not allowed to do that on all those platforms.
Yeah. So. We don't mess around with that kind of stuff. Really. It's, I mean, at this point, you know, we know where to find them when we want them.
Right.
And when we feel like the community is ready for another one, we will do another one.
Until then,
we're just not going to, because there's so much that goes into it.
And then for it to flop or
Yeah. And lately, like, we're just not selling a lot of stuff, right? So, I mean, if you're listening and you've been waiting to, like, buy some of these videos, now's the time, y'all. Like, come get them. We're selling a lot of them discounted because the economy is such shit. I mean, really, our fans are just not spending. We understand everybody's going through rough times right now.
But it's tough selling them or putting them for, like, a crazy discount and then still not selling them. And you're just like, what the heck? Like, but then, like, when you do sell one, you're like, wow, that's awesome. But, like, they got a really crazy deal. And I'm like, dang it. Like, but, like, obviously, I'm glad to make a sale. But then also on the other side, yeah, you put it out, crazy discount, and then nothing. And you're like, well, damn. Like, what was wrong with this one? Like,
yeah. I mean, it's timing. I think, you know, our messages definitely aren't getting to everybody either. No. There's a lot of things that are happening, I think, that are contributing to it. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to listen to this one, too, and be like, hey, I want to get into hot wifing or any of that kind of stuff. Right. And I feel like that's another thing that maybe you and I should mention is, like, our stance on the definition of all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because we're not really big into the labels, right?
Right.
Like, I know labels make things easier for marketing. So I guess if you're going to label me, you can label me for a marketing purpose. You know what I mean? But I don't want to take a label and just say, hey, yes, I'm owning that. Like,
right. Like, this is who I am through and through.
So, like, hot wife to me is a wife that will go off on her own typically.
Right.
So I don't really think of Steph as a hot wife because she doesn't want to go off on her own. She's not going to go and entertain somebody away from me. We work as a team.
Right. And he's always there. Like, it's not like, oh, okay. Yes, I go off by, like, we go to, like, a hotel and he, like, stays outside the door. No, he's in there filming. So it's not like, he is there 100% of the time. So.
Yeah, if I want to join in, I join in. Right. There's never a point where somebody tells me, no, I can't fuck my wife.
Right. And if they do, they're probably going to get decked.
Yeah. Not that I'm that alpha.
No, Lord, but, like.
Yeah.
You can't tell somebody, no, you can't fuck your wife. Or, like, you know.
But thankfully for them, I'm usually more concerned with getting the correct angle of the camera. Yes. But I don't think that is our definition. I think stag vixen kind of falls closer to that, you know, idea
right.
of what we are. But still, marketing wise, that doesn't fit well. Like, you can't look stag vixen up very well on Pornhub. Well, there's just not a lot of stuff.
Doesn't really, like, work for, like, the virgin stuff either.
Right. Hot wife works for the virgin stuff, I think. Like, that kind of matches a little bit.
Yeah.
But again, I don't feel like that's, I feel like that's a marketing term for us.
Right.
And then we also, like, we use the term swingers for stuff, but you and I feel like we're not really swingers, right? Because, right. like, swingers, I feel like, get really intimate with each other. You know what I mean? And we don't,
right. we don't
get intimate with the other people, I don't think. Like, we fuck other people.
Like, yes, we like having a connection, but we're not going to be like, let's do the pillow talk afterwards. It's just like, all right, well, cool.
And not every swinger's like that, but there are a lot that are, you know, kissy and
holding hands and, like,
yeah, and that
it's almost like a polyamorous, like,
it's like poly light,
right?
And I don't, it's not for us because, like, holding hands, honest to God, is almost like probably our ultimate love language,
right?
If we're thinking about it,
the touch in general.
Well, just in general, like, we, and I know we don't do it on the podcast, obviously, because we both talk with our fucking hands so much.
We're all over the place.
Always holding fucking hands. Right. Like, we fall asleep holding hands. We hold hands in the car. Like,
right? Yeah,
it's just what we do. So I think another dude holding your hand would probably set me off more than another dude fucking you. So, which sounds absurd. I know that sounds absurd, but, like.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing with, like, kissing. I'm not crazy about the kissing. Like, and I just kind of, like, I mean. Like,
you don't typically mind if I'm kissing a girl.
Right.
Kissing guys. You like kissing girls. Everybody likes kissing girls.
But I won't.
You don't like kissing other guys.
But.
Other dudes are aggressive, too.
You can be, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like,
not that I know. I have no personal experience with kissing dudes. Just
but there's
throw
just
that
so
out
many
there.
Other, like, terms and...
I think I had to yell that out to you the other day when we were talking about our job. I was like, just want to be clear, I do not suck dick. Anyway, I mean, you can't say their name anyway. I remember who it was. People we were talking to out in the Florida room.
Oh, yes.
I was like, just want to be clear, I do not suck dick for my job. And they were like, good for you?
They're like, glad you had to clarify that one. I do remember that.
I was drinking.
I know. Just funny.
I did want to clarify. I just wanted to make sure there was no confusion. There was not. I got nothing against people that suck dick. It is not for me. I like having it sucked.
Digress so much.
You want to talk about how big it is now, too? Or should we... Okay, that's fine. So if you were thinking about getting into the hot wife lifestyle or something like that, what are some tips, you know, to kind of get into for like a single guy? That's what I like to think of, because we get to ask that a lot, right? We have a lot of guys that come up to us and they're like, why aren't you interested in me? We have a very specific type. Like, if you are not a virgin,
it's probably
it's really tough. Like, don't take it personal. First off, I don't find you attractive. So if you send me your fucking picture or a picture of your dick, you're immediately going to get disqualified, because I have no, I don't fucking care. Like, read the instructions, bro. Like, right. It's very clear that you're messaging me.
Right.
So that is an automatic no. If you are pushy, if you consistently ask after I've told you no to take your own pictures, that pisses me off. This is our livelihood.
Or can I videotape it myself?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No, this is our livelihood. It's not like you get a little free show on the side. Like, you are living the show, buddy. Like,
yeah, you're getting an experience of a lifetime. Please allow us to sell the footage. And
to do it the correct way.
Yeah, so that we can keep your identity safe and, you know, us out of trouble. Yeah,
or, you know, we're not going to text it to you or...
Yeah, like there's a lot that goes into this that I think people just need to understand. I really have to have your ID. You really have to sign our forms. You really are not going to be found out by people. Like,
and you have to trust.
You need to think how many people are in porn. First off, I've been in porn for 4 years, and more than half the people in my life don't even know that I'm in porn still. You know what I mean? I've been in millions of views with you, right? We've had over 6 million views. It's all fucking deleted since I took it down, but
yeah,
we had over 6 million views on Pornhub.
Right.
And I would say 90% of our group still did not know what we were doing.
Right.
Right.
Or if they did, they never said anything, but like.
Exactly. So I promise you, first off, you're probably not that special if you're talking to us.
Right.
And second off, you're going to get covered in a sea of other dicks.
Right.
We're not going to show your face.
Especially like the ones that are all worried about their tattoos and stuff. I'm like, guys, like, again, probably going to be okay. Like, all my tattoos were out there. All your tattoos were out there. And again, our faces were out there. Nothing. So.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, we're going to protect you. Remember, they're cattle. We give them a number.
Yep, that's it. Anyways, I think this is a good place to end it. If you guys want to see any of those videos, best place to find all of our links, virginitysnatchers.com. And that is the first hot wife experience in Virgin Number One. Those are both available on Minivids right now. OnlyFans has the first hot wife experience, right, but does not have Virgins 1, 2, or 3. Or 14 right now. So the only place you can get that is Minivids. It'll also be up on Fansly here soon.
Or Clips for Sale.
And Clips for Sale as well. So make sure you check those out. Please, guys, support the podcast. We could really use, any support you can throw our way. Whether it be
awkward pillows.
Yeah, more awkward pillows if you want to. You guys can make donations to our podcast if you would like through the red circle, which is at the bottom, I believe, in the description. There should be a link there for making a donation to our podcast. You can also just, you know, go make a donation to Steph directly on her OnlyFans page. And if you do that, you will get a picture of her vagina back. Usually.
Maybe.
If she's in the mood. What else is there? I feel like there's something else that we're missing that we should mention. We are, waiting to do more stuff with Firebody.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. I'm sure you guys heard the commercials for Firebody and Nude and Popstar while you're listening to these. And they're going to keep changing. I'm playing around with the ad settings. So sorry in advance. But hey, if you do want to use any of those, please use our discount code.
Yes.
Nude, nuudpleasures.com/ATalk. Popstarlabs.com /awkwardcumshots. And then firebody.com.
FYR.
/awkwardduck.
Check it out, guys.
The easiest way to get at those, you know, just go to our website, virginitysnatchers.com.
Check out those
affiliates and just click away. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening. And go, like, leave a review or like us or follow us or do whatever you got to do. Like,
give us some love, guys.
Give us some love. We need it.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Bye. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use. Right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.